Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Close Up Talk Radio, the unique internet broadcast series that brings you together with some of the most amazing, important, and interesting individuals from the worlds of business, industry, travel, health and wellness, art, entertainment, and more. From company owners, CEOs, and presidents, to the technical wizards behind the scenes who create the magic that make their company's products and services so special. Here's your opportunity to hear firsthand the fascinating stories of how it all happened from those who actually made it possible. Now, live, this is Close Up Talk Radio.
Thanks for joining us. We are live worldwide, globally on CUTV News Radio. This is your host, Jim Masters. It's an honor and pleasure to have you with us on the show today, tuning in from wherever you reside, wherever you call home, in America, Canada, or around the world. It is 4 p.m. here at the CUTV News Radio studios on the East Coast of the United States of America, and it is Wednesday, October 21st, 2015, at the time of this live broadcast, which is being recorded for archival purposes and future play as well. We do appreciate the fact that you've tuned in and you're making CUTV News Radio a part of your day. If you're an avid fan of our show, and we have many from all over the world, we thank you very much. And we always hear great feedback from our audience telling us that they love the guests that we seek out, celebrate, and find because they really connect with them and learn from them. And our guests are so amazing at sharing their life's journeys, their experiences, their stories with us, and they're always empowering and inspiring. And as host, I'm always learning like you, the listener, and always getting turned on and juiced up by what I'm hearing from our guests as well. So it's another exciting show coming your way live here on CUTV News Radio. And we are very excited to welcome Christina Lay of the Fair Maven. Now, that's a great name, isn't it? We'll tell you more about what that company is all about. The website is thefairmaven.com. She is in a great spot. She's in Scottsdale, Arizona, and she is an exercise physiologist, also a certified wellness coach, health educator, and a nutritionist. She's also founder of The Fair Maven, a wellness and nutrition coaching practice. She's been doing this for over 20 years. And she's helped people realize that wellness visions, and we all have them, but it's a matter of whether or not we have the fortitude and the ability to pursue them further and accomplish our goals, which we're probably constantly changing all the time. How many New Year's resolutions do we make that we don't fulfill? Well, she could help people realize, she could help you realize your wellness vision by creating your very own health and wellness goals. First, you have to have the goals. She says she thinks of herself as the person who's going to help you achieve your best self. Her hope is that her passion and her expertise, nutrition and health, and more, ignites your own passion for healthful living. Her experience ranges from conducting one-on-one coaching in areas of nutrition, physical activity and stress, resiliency, to coaching group weight management classes and pre-diabetes and diabetes education series. And after two years of working at the prestigious Mayo Clinic, the Fair Maven was born. She says clients' goals range from weight management to just sleeping better. How many people, raise your hand. Everybody in the audience is probably raising their hand. How many people just want to sleep better? She focuses not on quick fixes, which a lot of us tend to look for, the quick fix, the quick pill, the instant gratification. Rather, she really wants to focus on overcoming challenges to help you master your health and well-being and improve your performance. Now, she says she's not a personal trainer. That's not what she's here to do. She's here to help you get all of the obstacles out of your way. Ultimately, she wants you to be empowered to reach your goal on your own. She's driving the process. She's there to help. Let's welcome Christine to our show right now, live on CUTV News Radio. Christine, it is an honor and a pleasure to have you with us on the show today. it's quite exciting, and we hope that you're going to enjoy your time with us. Welcome.
Thank you.
So tell us about, you're not a personal trainer. You are an exercise physiologist, wellness coach, health educator, nutritionist. Do people confuse that sometimes, as soon as they hear the word exercise, that you would be a personal trainer? Do you get that a lot?
Well, I think what happens is that when people hear coach, they sometimes think of coach as someone who's going to, you know, tell me what it is that I need to do, and they're going to run me through a workout, or they're going to give me workouts. And coaches, wellness coaches don't do that. A coach may, but a wellness coach doesn't do that. And what I really want to do is I want to equip you with the motivation to be able to do everything on your own. I'm just here to help you focus in on that and figure out why is it that you really want to do what you want to do. And then all the other pieces fall into place. But I'm definitely not going to go to the gym and hold your hand and count repetitions for you.
Right. I do want to mention that your expertise in education is quite extensive, receiving a Bachelor of Science in Exercise Science and Master of Science in Exercise and Wellness with an emphasis on special populations, diabetics, from Arizona State University. You've held American College of Sports Medicine Health and Fitness Instructor Certification for over 10 years. You are a certified well coach and metabolic efficiency training specialist and Empowers Qualified Program Provider, and teach at the community college level as an adjunct professor in Health Sciences Department. So obviously you know exactly what it's all about, and but tell us about a little bit about your experience. What led you to want to pursue this avenue, thus then leading to the creation of the Fair Maven? What inspired you along the way?
Yeah, so when I first started going to college, I think like everyone else, I didn't know exactly what I wanted to do, but I jumped around from different majors and eventually just said, you know, I don't want to be a law in pre-law. I don't want to be in computer programming, because those were my two first choices. I really liked exercise, and I know that sounds like kind of a lame idea of, well, let's make that a life choice, but I said, let's go into exercise physiology, and really, really, really enjoyed the science of it and loved it. It was one of those cases where making my avocation a vocation really did work. And as time went by and I was able to become a better educator and learn about coaching, it just kind of cemented the idea that I was doing the right thing. I was doing the thing that I'm really supposed to be doing, which is helping other people have their light bulb moments so that they can be more well. They can be their best no matter what level they're at, whether they're just getting started or they're someone who's been exercising and doing healthy lifestyle activities for a while. Sometimes we get lost along the way, and I don't know. I think just through the years, it cemented the fact that I really enjoy working with people, and I enjoy helping them to understand that it's not rocket science. You know, what we're trying to do here isn't difficult, and what we're trying to do, everybody can make it work for them.
And that's really the key. That's exactly what you want to do. I mean, it comes also from your own personality, obviously being a self-motivated person, right? Would you consider yourself a self-motivated person?
I would. I'm one of those individuals that will seek out knowledge just for knowledge's sake, just because I want to have it and I want to get better. I always want to improve, and I'll seek out a big goal because it's worthy of my attention. So I think self-motivated is a good way to describe me. And I think everyone can be self-motivated, and that's the whole point of coaching, is finding out what motivates you, what's your why, what makes you tick. And, you know, the reason why people struggle with it sometimes is they just haven't figured out what their why is.
Yeah, a lot of times they don't know how to go about doing that, and they can really easily get confused because there's so many paths you can take and there's so many bits of information coming at you these days. self-motivation, self-discipline, that seems to be, you know, something that everybody struggles with. We all do from time to time, and especially when it comes to wellness, when it comes to eating right, when it comes to taking care of ourselves. Even some of us might be wonderful at taking care of everything else for everybody else, but when it comes to ourselves, we don't know how to do it, or sometimes we don't even think we're worthy of putting the time and emphasis on ourselves, which could be a whole other issue, but we'll take care of everything else for everybody else. Most people only really have like these flashes of motivation that they sustain for a few months, and then they sort of give in, give up, and they're rushing to save the world elsewhere. We all run into that problem from time to time, taking care of everybody else, but not really ourselves, right?
Oh, absolutely. And that is one thing, is that when we work with clients, we try to tap into, you know, what are the things that you value in life? What are the things that are priorities in life? So if you are one of those individuals, like you mentioned, that cares for everyone else and never seems to take time for themselves, tapping into the fact that, yes, they value their family or their friends, or the fact that they are a caretaker, or that they do all these wonderful things for the people around them, that's something that they really value, their ability to be able to do that. And tapping into that and finding out that, hey, look, no one else is going to help renew your energy supply. No one else is going to do this for you. And maybe because this is so important to you, you're now willing to take steps and to change behaviors so that you can continue to do this, right? Because if you're constantly in that example, if you're a caretaker and you're constantly giving, 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 and you're not taking the time to renew, eventually you're not going to be able to give. And if the giving is that important to you, then that might be just that one little piece that we can build on that will help to sustain that motivation and help people to move forward and do what's healthy, what's well, what they really want to do. I mean, everybody's got a different goal. But, you know, visions change too. Just like you said, that there might be a brilliant snap of motivation and it goes away. It's not unusual for people to have different things motivating them at different times in their life. And that's okay. It's just a matter of tapping into that and saying, okay, right now, this is important to me, and these other things are going to go on the back burner. And then there may be, you know, after 6 months or a year, and they reach whatever their goal is, whatever their vision is at that time, they might have something else they want to work on for another reason, and that becomes really important, and then they pursue that.
It really makes a lot of sense. What you basically do is you help put the ball in their court, because the ball is in their court anyway. They might just not see it there. They might not be aware of the fact that the power really is in our hands. It's all about that self-motivation, right? You help them see it. You first have to see it before you can act on it.
Oh, absolutely. We're more, wellness coaches are more like collaborators, right? We actually do a lot of listening. Initially it's not a matter of telling people what to do. It's more listening than talking. It's more asking than telling. It's more reflecting than commenting. And it's asking people, you know, why is this important to you? You know, if somebody says, I want to be a size 6, then my question is, why is a size 6 so important to you? What is it about a size 6 that makes you want to get back to that? Is it the way that you feel? Is it the way that you look? Are there other things that we can measure success by and not necessarily the size? Like, is it really about feeling better and looking better? And it's really figuring out what is important. So, you know, there may be some advising, there may be some educating, there may be some analyzing of what problems are going on occasion, but that's not the primary purpose. The primary purpose is definitely finding out what makes them tick, why they really picked that goal. And sometimes in the process, you find out that that's not a priority for them, and it's really something else that they want. And so that's the track that we pursue.
So it's guidance, as you say. The guidance is what you're providing. How does that end up manifesting from week to week?
Well, initially, I like to sit down with all of my clients for about 60 to 90 minutes and figure out that question of what is of value to you and how does this particular goal that you're talking about tie into that, and really sussing out the details of what makes them tick, what's important, where they want to be, what is their picture of their best self. So in coaching, we call that visioning. So we sit down and we do the visioning. And when we're done with figuring out, you know, what that statement or that paragraph is of where they want to be in their own best self in 6 months or a year, then we kind of back into three-month goals. And then we back into what's the first week goal, you know. And that goal might be preparation. You know, it might be that they said that part of their vision is that they want to be more active, they want to be more fit, and maybe they don't even have a gym membership. So before we leave that first session, not only do they have a clear idea in mind of where they would like to go and why, they also have goals that they're going to accomplish in 3 months, and then they also have a set of goals for them to accomplish in a week. And they set the goals. I'm just there to help them figure out, is that a realistic goal for them or not?
And that's having that third eye, that helping hand, having the listener, which I know you're amazing at. You're a great listener. And sometimes that's what people need. They also need that trust established as well, because that's a very important component to everything, having the trust. I imagine you must ask a lot of questions initially. Take us through, like, for example, somebody's listening and they want to connect with you and they'd like to have a session with you. What is that process like? What are some of those first steps? And you probably like to learn more about the folks initially.
Absolutely. With all of my clients, I actually do a 30-minute kind of a consult session that's free, so I can get to kind of know them and see what it is that they want to work out, and even see if I'm a right fit for them, if what it is that they want to work on is something that I can help them with, or if they're looking for something else. And during that time, I mean, quite honestly, I open up all of my sessions with a very basic question. To make everyone think. I'm not a fan of closed-ended yes or no questions, so I do a lot of open-ended questions that are kind of generative and get you to think about where it is that you want to go. So I'll even open with something as basic as, how can I help you today? Because that's really, right? Like, we want to know, where is it that you want to go? What is it that you need help with, and how is it that I can help you with that? And then start to talk about, you know, how, based on this change, what are the things that you value most in life? What are the things that are priorities? And how does this thing that you want to work on tie into that? And then let's talk about how that looks. You know, how do you feel? How do you look? How do others see you? What are you doing when you are at this vision, you are at your best self? And so it's very generative, and it allows the individual to really talk. And sometimes there's silence because they're thinking and they're trying to figure out, gosh, I really don't know how I see myself in 6 months. I really don't know what my best self is. So it takes a while to, the first session is so long, it takes a while for them you really think about it, because it's not surface questions. It's deep thought questions to really try and get folks to figure out, what is it that I really want?
And sometimes that can change too, right? You don't have to necessarily feel like, gee, if you say it per se, that locks you in for the rest of your life. As life goes on, it morphs into other things, it can change, it can move around, right? As long as you have a sort of like a format and a goal maybe to work towards, sort of like a concise version of your path, it's much more helpful, but still with room to tweak if needed as life comes at you, right? Do people sometimes feel as though,
absolutely.
Oh boy, if I pick something, then I'm locked in forever?
Yeah, you're not locked in because it's yours. It's not mine.
Right. Right.
I don't force any goals upon anyone. I don't force visions upon anyone. And you know, sometimes it's funny. Just the other day, I had a client that came in and thought they had one idea of where they really wanted to go. And then at the end of our discussion, they were like, man, that's so not where I wanted to go. I really want to work on this instead. But it took talking about it to get there and figure out that where they wanted to go initially didn't actually match up with what their gut was telling them and where they really wanted to go. So it can change. And, you know, the goals are weekly. So that's one of the things that coaches help is the accountability and the weekly check-ins. You know, so the client makes the vision. The client creates the three-month goals, and they back into the weekly goals. And each time that we meet, then I check in on those weekly goals, and we set new weekly goals. And depending on how things are rolling in their life, stress, family issues, certain obstacles that might be in the way, then strategies change. And there might be a goal that takes a back burner for now until they can concentrate on these other things in their life. And then once they get those things in a place that is comfortable and allows them to continue to work on healthy lifestyle change, then they can come back and they can work on those items.
So let's talk about the Fair Maven and the story behind the name. How did you come up with that name?
Oh, well, you know, naming a business is never easy. There were lots of sitting around at the table with a spiral bound notebook, writing down ideas. And at the time when I initiated the business, I was really looking to work with my fellow athletes, and I really wanted to work with them on the nutrition aspect because so many of the athletes that I was friends with and on teams with, I was doing a lot of triathlon at the time, and they just didn't eat well. You know, they thought, well, I do all this activity. I don't have to eat well when, you know, each one of us is like a really awesome sports car, and you put garbage in, you get garbage performance out, and if you put good stuff in, then you get great performance out. And I think everybody wants their sports car to run really good. So I initially really wanted to go into that niche marketing of working with athletes. And so I wanted something that kind of had a food aspect to it, but also denoted some expertise in that area. And I don't know, somewhere along the lines, we were sitting around talking, Fair Maven seemed like a funny play of words on the Fair Maiden, and it stuck, and it's kind of fun. And so what's really nice now is that part of my business, not only do I do all of my wellness coaching, but I do have some corporate clients that I do wellness coaching for, and sometimes I do cooking demonstrations, so the Fair Maven still works,
yeah.
Even though, so it's great.
Sounds like a very tasty assignment.
It's fun.
Tell us. Yeah, absolutely. Of course, as we mentioned, establishing trust is very important. You know, for mm-hmm. any successful partnership, the client has to let themselves be vulnerable, and you're very good at trusting the, you know, creating that sense of comfort and trust. That's really important. The folks who come to you, I'm sure they come from all walks of life, all different backgrounds. Mm-hmm. They're dealing with different issues at different times. How would you describe the clients? And do they come with different goals, or do you see a thread? Is everybody coming stressed out or that type of thing?
Very, very different walks of life. I have athletes all the way to just your average Joe. And some people are very interested in weight loss. Of course, that's always a very popular thing that a lot of individuals want to work on in our country. But, you know, there could be weight loss. I've had people that have incredible stress issues that want to work on changing the stress in their life and how they deal with it, becoming more resilient individuals. Others that are just struggling with why are getting started and why they want to do physical activity. I also have folks that are diabetic, true to form, after my special population that I worked with in master's, in the study for my master's degree. I work with a lot of type 2 diabetics to help them with understanding nutrition, because there are so many doctors out there that don't take the time to really tell them what's going on. So I work with type 2 diabetics. And people from all over, corporate sites, folks that, like I said, are just, the average everyday guy or gal that's working out there, all the way up to the athletes. And what I always like to tell them, you keep mentioning the trust, what I always like to tell them is it's kind of like our appointments are like what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. Nobody else knows about what's going on unless they choose to tell them, because it's all just, it's just conversation with that individual, and it goes no farther.
Absolutely. That's right. Absolutely. And that's very, very important. You know, it seems like each step of the way you're adding the missing piece for people. I think that's what makes you, exemplary coach. You have all of the skill set. You have a tremendous amount of education. You've devoted your life to this. Why would you say a coach is almost better than a quote-unquote expert?
Well, there's kind of like two threads to that. There are people that market themselves as coaches who aren't. They may be people who have lost weight, and then they say, well, I know how to do it, so I'm going to tell you how to do it. And they're really experts in disguise, and they don't have the good educational background or the coach training to do it. And if you go to an expert, experts are going to tell you what to do. They're not going to listen to what your wants and desires are. They're just going to say, if you want to lose weight, you need to create this calorie deficit, you need to eat these foods, and you need to do this exercise. And it's not as simple as that. We all know, it's all around us. We all know what we should be doing, but that's not the problem. We aren't doing it. If it was just a matter of knowledge, then we would all be great and we would all be healthy. We get in our own way. And so what coaches do is that coaches help to figure out, again, I go back to this, the why behind you wanting to do it. But they also, I also allow my clients to figure out what steps they want to take to get there. And it's not a one-size-fits-all thing. Experts are just going to say, this is the way you're going to do it, and there's usually not a lot of leeway. Coaches, it's not up to me to figure out how you do it. I'm just here to help you do it. So if you decide you want to tackle physical activity before you tackle nutrition, that's awesome. Or if you decide you just want to tackle the fact that you drink a lot of soda and you don't want to deal with the fact that you don't eat a lot of veggies, that's fine. We can get to that later, but we're going to start where you want to start, and we're going to figure out what strategies work for you, because we all have different lives. And we all have different obstacles to work around. And so that's where it really differs, is experts really don't care. They don't delve into that. They just tell you this is exactly what you need to do. And coaches are like, let's hold hands. Let's figure out how to do this together. Because what works for Joe isn't going to work for Sally.
Isn't going to work necessarily for Sally. I want to encourage our audience, if they would love to connect with you, to go to the website, The Fair, Maven.com, and that is F-A-R-E, Maven, thefairmaven.com. Website is sensational. That's really the best place to start, right, Christine?
That's a great place to start. We do also have a web presence on Google+, on Twitter, on Facebook, and it's all The Fair Maven, so it's very easy to find. But that's absolutely the best place. You can sign up for appointments on there. You can send an email to me, all that good stuff from the website.
Sensational. Well, Christine, it was a pleasure having you on the show, and I hope we get a chance to chat again some more. Thanks for sharing all this great information with us on the show today. Hope you enjoyed it as much as I did.
Oh, thank you for having me. It's been wonderful.
Yes, thank you very much, and we'll chat again soon, I'm sure. Thank you to our audience. I am Jim Masters. This is CUTV News Radio. And for all of us here, have a terrific day.